Korean power plants that North Korean hackers could then break into. USA Radio News.
Are you a football bettor? If so, you've definitely seen the sports gambling movie that Hollywood made called Two for the Money, starring Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. As you know, it's all about the world's most successful professional sports handicapper, Brandon Lang, the legend who's a documented 21-3 lifetime with his Super Bowl picks. Hollywood only makes movies about winners. And when it comes to betting football, there's no bigger winner than Brandon Lang. Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey played Brandon Lang in the movie. But the real Brandon Lang can make you money tonight absolutely free. Get his best bet, along with those of his seven top handicappers, for free. That's a $700 value for free. You pick the day you want to win. Tonight, Saturday in college football, Sunday in the NFL, it's your call. Simply text the word FREE to 30838 to get all eight winners for free. No strings attached. Again, text the word FREE to 30838. Win now. Text FREE to 30838.
Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo told reporters it's possible the gunman in the Las Vegas shooting planned to leave the hotel, as it appeared he tried to blow up gas tanks and had explosives in his car, which he may have tried to detonate.
Depending on the splash he made during the shooting, would it enable the first responders to be directing their attention in other locations, which would enable Mr. Paddock to just leave the hotel? And we do not know whether he had planned to cause additional harm outside of what occurred at Mandalay Bay.
Paddock's family has been asking the police to release the gunman's body for a burial in Florida. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the Trump administration needs to keep NAFTA negotiations free of demands that will destroy the agreement. Chamber President CEO Thomas Donahue says some of the administration's demands could kill talks on reworking the 23-year-old treaty between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Mississippi emergency officials dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Nate are getting some help from people that they just helped a few weeks ago. Here's Randy Bell.
Harrison County's emergency management director spent a week in the Florida Keys last month, sharing his expertise with local officials dealing with the damage caused by Hurricane Irma. Now, Rupert Lacey has problems of his own after Hurricane Nate came ashore at Biloxi. And he says he's been getting calls and emails from people he met in the Keys.
That if we needed any assistance, that they would be more than happy to come up here to help us out.
That won't be necessary, but Lacey says he appreciates the gesture. Damage assessments and cleanup operations continue on the coast. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Some New York parents are in trouble after police found their children locked in a car overnight. Here's more on that story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Police say the couple left their kids, ages 2 and 6, in a locked Mercedes SUV while they cleaned a 7th Avenue office near Madison Square Garden. Foot patrol cops spotted the unattended boys just before 12:30 this morning, triggering a massive emergency response. Dorman Norman Henry says the kids seemed to be okay.
Maybe a little frightened, I suppose, but I think the parents were more frightened than the kids.
The mother is 28, the father 38, both under arrest. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
If you'd like to get more of the latest news or get a little more in-depth about the headlines, join us at usaradio.com.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station, the voice of business here in Hunterdon County, namely here in Flemington. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I'm on every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, I guarantee you it's right here on Hunterdon Internet Radio. My program is entitled Teachable Moments in Business. This is a place where we get into a lot of different business topics, and we also have opportunities to interview guests from business. The kind of topics we often cover would be how people put together their business plans, what their programs are for marketing and their outreach, their messaging. We also talk, I like to ask questions about how they handle their customer relationship management, how they network. There are so many topics in business today that need to be addressed because times are changing, and this is a place where lifelong learners can pick up some information that they can use. So I always suggest that you have a pencil handy when you're listening to the program. And for those listeners who would like to tune in but can't, all of our programs here on the radio station are archived, and you can go back and listen to Teachable Moments in Business whenever you feel like it. You can log in to the website, and you can also listen to the programs that any of our hosts offer through your cell phone. You can listen while you're traveling. So please take advantage of the business information that you will gain from this presentation. Now, today I don't have a guest to interview today, so I do a lot of research, and I decided that there are people out there who were perhaps new college graduates or high school graduates who are looking for jobs, and there are also people who are older who have perhaps they're changing careers, and there are a lot of things to be aware of today when you're job seeking. And in fact, I've given talks to a number of job seeking groups, and I'm always amazed at some of the bits of information that I share with them that they really, really don't think about. So, for example, I found in talking with job seekers that many of them don't take advantage of the social media that's out there. It's important to join LinkedIn, to perhaps join Facebook, but to issue information and comment on articles that you've read if you're a job seeker so that people can begin to see you. Multiple exposures through social media are critical for getting found. You know, it's like Ivan Meisner, who's the founder of BNI, Business Network International, which is indeed an international networking organization. And there are many, many chapters here in New Jersey. He talks about the fact that it's not who you know or what you know, it's who knows you. So the more exposures you have on the internet, the more likely that people are going to find you and they learn about you. And we know today that people are searching the internet for information before they make decisions, and certainly there's no exception when it comes to companies who are looking for employees. So please get exposure going on the internet. Also join professional associations. It's also a good idea to have a website, and you can have a URL in your own name. So have a website and post a resume on that. And perhaps if in your jobs you've created some articles that are interesting and informative and important for the kind of work that you're looking for. So put those on the website and have your name. People will do a search on your name and they'll find you that way. So today I want to get into some topics along those lines. So we're going to be talking about having a good resume and what goes into doing that. Also, today there are people who are being interviewed over the internet and through videos, and I would recommend that you listen to this if you're job seeking, because there may be some high points that would be of interest to you. Also, we know that there are people in different age groups that are looking for positions, and we'll talk a little bit about what people are facing when they're looking for jobs, especially if they're older or younger for that matter, if they're generation X, Y's, or now there's a Generation Z, which I'll get into. So there's a couple topics we're going to talk about here today, and I, again, hope you have your pencil handy so that you can begin to consider how you're going to market yourself, because it's all about marketing yourself to land the kind of the jobs of your dreams, if you will. So going on here, let's take a look at the weather to see where we are today. It's actually, the weather's kind of mild. I'm bringing up the weather report here, but the temperature when I came into the studio was, I think it was about 78 degrees. According to the weather report, we're pushing at 80 degrees right now. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low of about 58 with a slight wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. Now tomorrow, on Wednesday, showers are likely sometime after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there will be clouds with a high near 74 degrees. There's a chance of some precipitation at about 70%, but it's not going to be a lot of rain, but there will be. So be prepared with your umbrella. So again, Wednesday night, some chance of showers. And going into Thursday, the chance of showers again, mostly cloudy with a high near 65. So when I come back for my extended work forecast, we'll take a look at the rest of the week when I come back. But first we'll have a word from one of our sponsors, and then we're going to talk.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan on the Hunterdon Chamber radio station. This is Teachable Moments in Business. And as I said, I've talked and have spoken to a number of job seekers. And even though you may, if you're looking for a position now, some of the information I share with you may be a matter of preaching to the choir. On the other hand, there are things I'm going to share with you that I think will serve as a great reminder in that job-seeking process. So, first of all, having a good resume is one thing that can make the difference between your resume going in the trash can versus getting an interview. But a great resume can move you to the top of the interview schedule. So while there are many keys to a great resume, one that can go a long way is using power words. And I want to share with you some information about power words. So it's not to downplay the importance of the basics. You'll want to make sure that you focus on crucial aspects of any good resume, such as clear and complete contact information, a concise and well-formatted layout, thorough review of information, and grammatically accurate presentation, and make sure that you proofread everything that leaves your desk or leaves your computer. So beyond the basics, there are a lot of opinions on what to include and what not to include in a resume. And also there are discussions regarding the length of the resume, the order in which you present information. But power words are generally agreed upon as one of the best ways to articulate your experience and to catch the reader's attention. Employers receive an awful lot of resumes, and finding ways to stand out can be difficult. So a common mistake is listing your work experience resembling a job description. Power words, also known as action words, can easily be used when outlining your experience and to spice up your resume to make it stand out. It's got to sound interesting and enticing. Keep in mind that a recruiter is thinking to themselves, whether they're recruiting for their own company or they have a recruiting business, they're looking at your resume in terms of what's in it for the employer to hire you. There has to be a value for the employer. So power words are those words that describe the action taken, typically the past tense of a verb. This is action that you have taken in the work that you've done in the past. So think about it from a standpoint of engaging your reader. Make it interesting. As you develop this section, begin your bullets with power action words to describe what you've done. There, and by the way, having bullet points in a document, any document, are really a good idea because it helps the reader to grasp what is being said. And quite often bullet points can help you to reduce the number of words, because today people don't want to read a whole lot anyway. So there are power words that are more engaging than others. So rather than say, "I sold such and such," try something like, "I strengthened sales," Or instead of saying, I planned something, try writing, I executed. While sold and planned are action words, the more descriptive and engaging words of strengthened and executed resonate and leave an impression. And I'm going to be giving you a list of some of those words. Actually, I have a list of over 300. So if you'd like to have a copy of those words, you can let me know by sending a Gmail to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, and I'll get it, and I'll be able to send those to you. But power words are also something to pay attention to in the job description itself. Are there action words used in the description that you could also use in your resume? In fact, I think people are comfortable with people like themselves, and there's a concept in, I teach a sales course at Raritan Valley Community College, and there's a concept of a matching, mirroring, and pacing. If you mirror what's being said in the job description, or match some of the words or the descriptive words and use them, that would indicate that you've read what the job description is all about, and that you're comfortable in repeating those words in the description about the work that you do. So how can you use power words and also words that will be meaningful to the employer? So with so many resumes being submitted online and screened by automatic systems, matching up and utilizing similar power words is one more way to help increase the chances that your resume makes it through the automated screening. Again, the employer or the headhunter is looking at your resume in terms of what's in it for them to hire you. They're looking for the value that you bring to the table. Use power words in your objective or purpose statement, qualification profile, your achievements, your education, and other areas that you might choose to include on your resume. The goal is to try to include a variety of action words that accurately depict what you have done and the experiences that you have had. To the right, check. I have a list of words that I would like to share with you to spark your resume with some creativity. So, action and power words make it easier to include measurables with your work experience, and measurables or qualifying. Your actions and success is another key to a great resume. So some of the words are really good. As I said, I have like 330 action words that you can use, but I'm going to share with you just my bullet point of some of those words. One would be that you have advanced. You have advanced a cause. You have advanced the progress of a company. Another word is balanced. Another one would be collaborated. You've worked with other people. You've collaborated with your colleagues, perhaps. Another word is converted. Perhaps you've worked in a job where business was at a standstill or the company's taken a new direction. Perhaps you've converted leads into business opportunities. How determined are you? So you might use that word determined. What about engaged? Perhaps you're in a position where you have other people that you have to work with. You have to engage them in conversations and in dialogue and in the plans that you're working on. Engaged is a word. How about focused? That's another one. Improved. You've improved the turnaround time in a company. Involved. Perhaps you're working on a brand new project to involve the company so that the company gets more exposure. Measured, so you've taken measured steps, or there may be other ways that you can use that word. Past, P-A-S-S-E-D. How about proposed? Perhaps you have in the past proposed ideas that have turned out to be profitable for the company that you were working for in the past. Recommended, perhaps you are a source of information and you have recommended courses of action. Restored, serviced, suggested, translated. So these are just a few of the 330 words that I have, and these are action words that will give some considerable strength to your resume. So let's see if that can work for you. We'll continue with my next topic, which is preparing for video interviews. But let's go on to share information from our sponsors.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Now, we just heard a message from Chris Phelan about the Business Expo that's being held on November 9th, and I want to urge you to go to it. We have folks that visit the event who are business owners, they're employees of companies, and sometimes we have folks come in who are just the man on the street. Because they can find vendors whose services they can use. I really urge you to go to it. It's a great event, and if you stay until at least 5 o'clock, you will be able to sample food from some of the leading restaurants in the Flemington area. This morning I gave a talk to several of the exhibitors who will be at that event, and it was a program on marketing it for trade shows. And the feedback I got from those who were there today was extremely positive, and they picked up a lot of information. And based on past experience, these folks will undoubtedly find that attendance at this event as exhibitors will be far more beneficial for them in the long run, because it's an investment of time, energy, and imagination and money when you do a trade event, whether it's a business expo or an industry trade show. So we talked about so many factors, how to prepare for an event, what to do during the event, and what to do afterwards. And those are just a few brief things that we talked about. I will be conducting that class again in another 2 weeks. So go on to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio website and Hunterdon, the Chamber of Commerce website, and look up the coming events. So it'll be held in about 2 weeks toward the end of October. And I really urge anybody who's exhibiting to go to that. But if you're planning to exhibit at the expo next year, or if you have some business events that are coming up that you need to be more comfortable in conducting, this would be the place to come, because every type of event that you may be attending representing your business, you're going to learn information to help you out in any of those. It doesn't make any difference what the event is. But in particular, those who have a booth at this event will be far better prepared. I guarantee you about that. Now, we talked earlier about the importance of writing an engaging resume, one that's going to really stand out from the crowd, because today there are many applicants for certain jobs. Whether you're a new high school or college graduate, perhaps you're someone who's changing careers and is looking for a new opportunity, but writing an engaging resume is really important. And I had mentioned some really good action power words, and I would recommend that you write the article, write the resume the way you normally write, but then change out some of those words to make it more interesting. Because keep in mind, whoever's reading that is thinking to themselves, what's in it for me to hire this individual? What is that individual going to do for our company? So you have to gauge people in that way so that they really take notice of who you are and what you have to offer. Now, another thing that's happening today, too, is that people are having video interviews, because so many people are being interviewed long distance, and it is costly to fly them in. So there, people are using the online services such as Skype, and there are other sources online where you can actually have interviews by the Internet. So this is all in an effort to minimize travel expenses and to efficiently navigate the hiring process, which is an increasing number of employees are utilizing the Skype, as I said, as well as on the other online platforms. So while the dialogue will mimic that of an in-person interview, a virtual interview requires additional preparation and attention to detail from the job seeker. So if you are applying for a position and they want to interview you over the Internet before they bring you in, you have to be prepared. So that's what we're going to cover here for the next couple minutes. First of all, first impressions. Is one of our topics here. Unlike an in-person interview, you won't be able to make the first impression without a firm handshake. So instead, an employer's initial perception of you will likely be formed when viewing your user account. So you have a user account on Skype. What is it? Ensure that your username is professional and is accompanied by a professional headshot if you include a picture. You need to have professional headshots everywhere, LinkedIn and so forth. You may consider setting up an account that is reserved for professional interactions, and it utilizes your first and last name as your username, making it easy for the employers to find you. Now, be sure that you utilize proper equipment. So you're probably going to have to avoid using your cell phone for the interview. Alerts and calls will be distracting to you if you're using your own cell phone. If you do not own a device with a webcam or microphone, check with your local college or local library to see if they have equipment that might be available. So whatever you choose to use, familiarize yourself with how to operate it in advance. Also, a reliable internet connection is key. And I can tell you that there's not a time that there isn't a glitch when you're using technology, when you're really concerned about seamless use of it. So be sure that you check it out beforehand. Now, what about the staging your interview space? Pick a location that's quiet and that will be immune to interruptions from roommates and others. Avoid public spaces that will have lots of background noise. Ensure the space is well lit and clean. Pick an uncluttered background, preferably a blank, neutral colored wall. And don't sit in front of the window. Don't sit in front of a window, because there's going to be a there'll be glare behind you, and then it'll be hard to see you. The camera won't pick you up as well. So if there are items in the background, make sure they convey a positive image. I'm thinking of all of the well-known politicians and other people that are interviewed on the TV. They always have interesting background that looks professional. Also test and retest and test again the technology. Have a friend initiate a conversation with you and ask them to provide feedback on your background area, and then take a look at, you know, experience the lighting and the volume. Also take this time to adjust the height of your camera. That ensures that the webcam is eye level with you while you're sitting. Make sure you know how to utilize the microphone and the video capabilities, and familiarize yourself with basic troubleshooting tips for the online platform. You may even suggest a test call with the employer to flush out any problems prior to the interview. This will likely make you and the employer feel less nervous. Unfortunately, technology is unpredictable, and it is still possible to experience a glitch during the interview. If problems arise, remain calm and polite and while you troubleshoot. We have four time zones in our country, and it may be that you're being interviewed by someone in a different time zone. So make sure you confirm the time zones and make sure that you and the other party are clear on exactly what time you will be meeting. So just ensure that you're clear about this so that there isn't a lapse in communication with that individual. Dress today, I think, is getting somewhat casual, so I would recommend that you dress professionally. This is from head to toe. Even pajama bottoms are not going to be appropriate for an interview. Even though you don't think they'll be seen, you'll be seen below your waist. Not only does dressing the part help mentally prepare you for a successful interview, but you also need to be dressed appropriately in case you need to stand up at any point. Another important thing, and I've seen this with online interviews, people don't always look at the camera. So focus on the webcam instead of focusing on the screen. So this will give the appearance of eye contact with the interviewers. When looking at the screen, it appears that you are avoiding eye contact, and it's more likely that you're going to get distracted if you're not looking right at the webcam. Following these steps, then, will generate a positive interview experience for you and the employer. So again, first impressions count because your brand identity will be up close and personal with the person who's on the other side, the other end of the line. Make sure you know how to use the technology and use it effectively. Confirm your time zone. Also, look good. I can't tell you, look good. And if you're not clear what to wear, I can tell you there are many websites online that you can look at to learn how to dress. And if we have time today, I'm going to cover some of that as well. And then focus, look directly at the camera so that the other person on the other end sees that you're maintaining eye contact with them. And after all, if you do all these things, I think you're going to have a very successful interview with the employer or the headhunter. All right, so we're going to move on to a news break and some weather, and I will be back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's with sorrow that I tell you today that we have confirmed two fatalities. Charles and Sarah Rippey, ages 198.
The coroner of Napa County, California, announcing the death of two elderly people. They're two of the 11 confirmed dead in an outbreak of wildfires across the state. Fire officials say that the fires across the state are about 5% contained in total. President Trump scheduled to sign an executive order that would impact health care, allowing people to buy health care across state lines.
They'll be able to buy, they'll be able to cross state lines, and they will get great competitive health care, and it will cost the United States nothing. But it will be great, great health care for many, many people.
Police in Vegas changing the timeline of events in the mass shooting, saying the gunman shot a hotel security guard before opening fire on the crowd. USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon on Teachable Moments in Business. So let's take a look at the extended weather forecast for today. And we're looking at showers, partly cloudy tomorrow. And let's see. That will be probably after 2 o'clock, and then showers again tomorrow night. Thursday, a chance of showers once again with a high near 65. So it's still going to stay relatively warm. But on Thursday, we're looking at the temperature going down to 65 and 30s Thursday night, down to a low of 52. So we're looking at colder temperatures from now through the end of the week, although on Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 65. And precipitation is projected to be at about 20%. Friday night, chance of showers again, probably 30% chance. But Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 74. So it sounds like Saturday is going to be a nice day. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of about 58. And then Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. So it looks like our Sunday is like going to be the best day, and then after that we're going to start, the temperatures are going to start dropping down, and it'll become a cloudy Sunday night with a low of about 58. So that's your weather forecast for right now. So all in all, I think the weather's been pretty mild, which is great. I can remember in the broadcast I did earlier this year, every time I came in it was raining and the weather wasn't very nice and it was cold. And so we've really had some good weather lately, which is great. It's kind of rolling us into a nice October time when the leaves on the trees change. I think it'll be good, unless we get a huge downpour that knocks the leaves off the trees. That's a whole other story, I suppose. But at any rate, we've talked about resumes. We talked about being prepared for a video interview. Now, what about how old are you? Whether you're 21, 43, 65, whatever the age, it shouldn't matter, and it should not be a bad barrier in the workplace. However, we know that everybody carries some unconscious bias in the minds of the audience that might be interviewing you for a position. And your generation may influence your work style and your habits, so that's taken into consideration by the headhunter or whoever's doing the interviews. So ageism and prejudice based on age is typically associated with older people, but if you're a student or a new professional, you may already know that it can impact younger generations as well. So people have been interviewed, surveyed, and to learn more about the situations that they are involved in and looking for a position. So beyond the barriers that you might expect, age, as I said, age discrimination can be overt, but sometimes we are affected by casual biases or conversations based on stages of life. So as a student or young professional entering the workforce, it is particularly important for you to recognize stereotypes associated with your generation, your own personal biases about older generations, how to approach more seasoned workers, and how to navigate your interactions with all age groups, from students to those nearing retirement. So age is often directly associated with experience, so you may first be confronted with this reality when you look at a job description that requests multiple years of experience. We often hear students complain, all of the jobs require years of experience. How do I get experience when I can't get a job? The good news is many organizations are flexible with the retirement, with their requirement for experience. And in fact, it's been found that 70% of jobs posted as of late do not specify a specific number of minimum years of experience. In fact, less than 3% of many jobs today specify 5 years plus experience. So employers do list experience qualifications. Don't feel that this request is based on judgment of your generation. This dilemma has been impacting young professionals for generations. Experience definitely adds value and enriches your knowledge based on what the needs of the employers might be. So that is why internships, summer work experiences, work study, and related jobs are vital to building up your resume. Many companies also offer training programs for new grads to gain more experience and to learn all aspects of the organization. So the older generations become an issue when they're interacting with the younger people. For nearly 20 years, employers have been hiring new grads from Generation Y, also known as millennials. Stereotypes commonly associated with millennials are that they are confident, tech-savvy, multitasking, goal-oriented, seekers of constant feedback, and expect participation trophies for everything, and they're parented by helicopter mothers and fathers. Have you heard of that? Helicopter parents who hover over their kids. Millennials in the workplace have become a subject of comedy routines, YouTube video series, and TV shows. And there's, in fact, if you have a chance on YouTube, Jason Dorsey, who is himself a millennial, gives talks to corporations as a keynote speaker, and he talks about millennials in the workplace. And if you have a chance to look him up, it's Jason Dorsey. It's really, really kind of interesting what he says. Also, let's see, Simon Sinek is another one. S-I-N-E-K, Simon Sinek. He's a Canadian. He also has a number of YouTube videos, and I believe he gets into talking about millennials as well. Chances are you've seen some of this maybe, and have been schooled on this topic from professors or advisors. Have you thought, no, that's not me? No, that's not me. Negative or positive, these stereotypes will be hard to shake for a few years, even as the next generation starts in the work world. So what's interesting is the new generation is just beginning to enter the workforce, and that's Generation Z. There is no precise age range for Generation Z, since researchers disagree on the exact birth years. So depending upon the source, Generation Z begins with birth dates anywhere from 1995 to the mid-2000s. As the first completely digitized generation, Zers, or Generation Z people, are predicted to also be proficient in technology, but also more financially conservative, diverse, independent thinkers and doers. If you are a Generation Z, understand that employers have been programmed to work with Generation Y and are just learning the new traits of your generation and how this working relationship might differ. So if you are a job seeker and a Generation Z, expect some typical comments like, oh, you're too young to remember when it used to work this way, or you probably aren't old enough to know this. Although this may be annoying if heard repeatedly, take it as an opportunity to share your knowledge and demonstrate through your work projects. The older generations may be surprised to find out that you know more than they expected. Older generations often assume, and rightfully so, that Generation Ys and Zs are technologically proficient. They may ask younger generations for suggestions on social media or a computer program, so be ready to share if you are tech savvy. However, don't make the mistake of assuming older generations are totally out of touch with computers, as they too have been using them daily for most of their work years. They may even know some tricks and tips for effective technology use in the workplace that you haven't even learned about or utilized at that point. So there was a movie, co-workers are talking about a movie that came out in 1980 and their graduation from high school in 1992. Refrain from commenting, oh, I wasn't even born then. So if a baby boomers or an older generation X talks about something before your time, don't bring that to their attention. Just say, oh, that sounds interesting. and let it go at that. But don't remind them that you weren't born yet or that you've never seen. And also abstain from mentioning your age or commenting on anyone else's age. If you discover a coworker is turning 50 at your workplace, don't make the mistake of commenting, "You're the same age as my mom," because they don't want to hear that. People who are getting older don't want to be reminded that they're getting older, believe me. Seasoned workers may also have the feeling that younger generations are pushing them out of their positions and trying to take over or forcing them into retirement. Think of it from their perspective as well. Older job seekers find that it can be extremely difficult to find a new job at 50 years or older, and making that transition after they've been displaced from another job can be very difficult. So in many cases, older workers have invested 20 or more years into an organization. Older generations can serve as valuable mentors to those starting their first job out of college. No matter the age, it's certainly true that you learn something new every day. You can also discover that you have more in common than you had anticipated, which can lead to a cultivation of a very positive workplace. So regardless of the age that you may have reached, whether you're 21, 43, 65, whatever it might be, there are times when we have to apply for positions. We have to work with people in different age brackets. I would recommend that you go online, do some research on the generations. You're going to discover that each generation will have its interests. They'll gravitate to certain ways or preferences in communication. And by the way, I've taught classes about generations, and you can have about a 7-year overlap of preferences and the way that people act from one generation to the next. But that's a whole other story someday. But if you have a chance, research the generations, and I think you'll probably discover ways that you can work with people in different generations. I actually learned a lot from Jason Dorsey, so I hope you'll check him out, and this may be helpful to you. So we're going to move on to recognizing some of our sponsors, and I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Teachable Moments in Business. Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. We've been talking about tips if you're job seeking, and we talked about the information that, or I should say, tactics for writing your resume. It has to be compelling. It has to meet the needs of the of the employer that you're interviewing with, I would suggest that that there's no one resume that you would be writing. It would be probably depend on who you're interviewing with. And we talked about preparing for video interviews before they actually bring you into an office, especially if there's a long-distance situation involved. And then what about the 8-year age? There are prejudices. There are preconceived notions about people in different age brackets. So whether you're 21, 43, or 65, you can have to be prepared for dealing with attitudes pertaining to people in those age groups. But I would say get to know the generations. Read up on that before you go on interviews, because today we have 3 and 4 generations working together in the workforce, and we need to be able to collaborate and interact and have an integrated relationship with those people to the benefit of the business. And, of course, if you're working well, you have a job and the company's going to do well. And but, again, it's all about the company and what they're looking for, and modeling yourself in a way that you will appear to be attractive to the employer. One way that you can be attractive to them would be how you dress. And I'm very disturbed sometimes by the way I see people dressing in the workplace. And I really believe that the way you dress has an effect on you psychologically as in terms of how you function in that job. So there are essentially three levels or three types of dress that would be appropriate based on the culture of a company and the way they like to see people dress for the job. Also, in fact, I was talking to somebody the other day who works in a law office, and some of the younger people that come into the office every day are not dressed very nicely. And I said, gee, if any of the clients or other attorneys come in that office, it would be a negative observation, I would think. But she said, oh, those are people that stay behind the scenes. But still, the way they dress may influence how they act and how professional they are in their positions. So you have three levels of dress, and you have to figure out what would be appropriate for your business. But one is called smart casual, and it would be similar to what you might wear on a casual Friday. And there are companies that do let their employees work come with less business-like in terms of their dress, and they'll say on a Friday. So jeans are okay sometimes, sandals are okay maybe. What about the top or the shirt that you're wearing? But it would still have to be tasteful and to look nice. So when it comes to wearing jeans or capris, no holes or embellishments like embroidery studs or sequins, I think you can avoid those in smart casual. And then one could wear sweaters, polo shirts, blouses, T-shirts, or tops without graphics. The graphics, I think, would be a no-no. So there are companies that allow smart casual, and it may be that if the employer has all generation Ys and then the Zs, they're probably going to be allowed to be more casual more often than not. But then there's business casual. This is the most common dress policy that you'll typically encounter. Most workplaces expect their employees to dress business casual, which falls between smart casual and business professional. You don't need to wear a suit every day, although there's nothing wrong with that. But don't expect to wear jeans and sandals unless there's a casual Friday policy. So when it comes to how women would dress in terms of business casual, what would be appropriate perhaps would be sweaters and cardigans with camisoles, blouses, and blazers, dresses or knee-length skirts, capri dress pants, or full-length slacks. Now, the business casual might require that you wear closed-toe shoes, although some nice sandals would certainly be acceptable. For men, we're looking at neatly pressed dress pants, perhaps khakis, button-down shirts, polo shirts, knit shirts with collars, sweaters, sweater vests, and sports jacket. Leather shoes and belt probably would be appropriate, and a tie would be optional for sure. Then you get into the business professional. That's a whole totally different look. Business professional is attire that you'll typically find in a very formal workplace setting, such as a law or accounting office, a marketing or an advertising agency, or any other workplace that regularly conducts important meetings with clients, shareholders, and an executive group meeting. Business professional is also the most recommended attire for jobs interviews, so keep that in mind. If you're going to go for a job interview, please don't go business smart casual, and be very careful about business casual, depending upon what the job entails. So you might even find out how people typically dress in a company. One thing that I think is important, and I talked about this morning in my trade show marketing class, because people often want to know what to wear when they are manning a business expo or a trade show booth. My feeling is that you need to dress in a way that you want to be remembered. How do you want to be remembered? So business professional would be for business environments, professional environments such as law firms and so forth. For women, wearing a formal fitted slacks or skirt below the knee, matching or coordinating blazer or jacket, coordinating blouse or button-up shirt, closed-toe shoes that match the suit and nude pantyhose, and manicured nails, conservative makeup, and probably minimal jewelry. And then finally, for the men, a blazer with matching or coordinating slacks, button-up shirt with coordinating tie, socks to match the pants, coordinating closed-toe dress shoes, and finally, facial hair and fingernails neatly trimmed. So lose the shorts and the rompers, lose the sweatshirts, lose the printed shirts, the hoodies, the flip-flops. They don't belong in a business. And frankly, if you show up dressing just like that, people will have your brand identity will be compromised, because you don't own your identity. It's in the minds of your audience. So I want to thank you for attending this program today or listening. I'm going to be on next Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock on Tuesday. This is Teachable Moments in Business, and you can learn more about us by going on Teachable Moments in Business on Facebook. And if you would like to be interviewed, or if you have a topic that you would like us to discuss, you're more than welcome to send me an email at teachablemoments@gmail.com. And I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Have a great afternoon. I'm glad you listened. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's with sorrow that I tell you today that we have confirmed two fatalities. Charles and Sarah Rippey, ages 198.
The coroner of Napa County, California, announcing the death of two elderly people. They're two of the 11 confirmed dead in an outbreak of wildfires across the state. Fire officials say that the fires across the state are about 5% contained in total. President Trump scheduled to sign an executive order that would impact health care, allowing people to buy health care across state lines.
They'll be able to buy, they'll be able to cross state lines, and they will get great competitive health care, and it will cost the United States nothing. But it will be great, great health care for many, many people.
Police in Vegas changing the timeline of events in the mass shooting, saying the gunman shot a hotel security guard before opening fire on the crowd. USA Radio News.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get a free security check for your PC. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28, in-store only. See associate for details.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
North Korea has reportedly hacked into South Korea's military defense system and stolen all kinds of classified materials. Correspondent Chris Barnes takes a look.
South Korean officials say North Korean hackers have stolen a trove of classified military documents. The compromised documents include wartime contingency plans that were drawn up by the United States and South Korea, as well as a plan to assassinate North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. The North denies carrying out the cyber attack. I'm Chris Barnes.
Fashion designer Donna Karan backing off her statement praising Harvey Weinstein amid sexual harassment allegations against the former Hollywood movie producer. In a statement released yesterday,